The landscape that surrounds us here is the result of thousands of years' interaction between man and nature. Sometimes human action is clearly recognizable. For example, the road that we are taking now, despite having a natural surface, was built by man as a firebreak, an interruption of the woods designed to contain the flames in the event of a fire. Another frequent intervention consists of artificial woods. Nowadays, the new layout tries to simulate a natural environment, but those created in the past are easy to recognize. They are arranged geometrically along rectilinear rows. The red spruce plantations were mostly made after the middle of the 20th century for various reasons, to make the most of meadows no longer used in the hope that they might make a profit in the future, to consolidate the slopes and combat erosion, or even to colonize dry areas with little soil like the one we're in now. While still young, these conifer woods were so thick as to hinder transit and provided an excellent habitat for ungulates and birds. Once the trees grew tall and the lower branches turned dry due to the shortage of daylight, the undergrowth completely disappeared and no longer provided refuge for wild animals. On the other hand, various species of mushrooms find a favorable terrain. The forest rangers of the past neglected certain aspects, such as the fact that at these quotas there are no natural spruce woods. So today, these woods are in trouble due to strong storms, fires and parasites, such as the European spruce bark beetle that quickly causes affected trees to dry up. Intervening in natural environments is extremely complex.